This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. The message for this session is a message that was first published back in the month of October of the year 2004, and it's being put on audio in the month of February of the year 2025. And our subject scripture is taken from the book of Romans, chapter number 12 and verse number 2. And if you have the scriptures available, you will find these words recorded. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Will, W-I-L-L, of God. Title for our message for this session is Above Common Sense. What is this that I am talking about, you might ask? What do you mean above common sense? What I am talking about is the notion that anyone that doesn't have common sense has lost his mind. He is a nut. She is a danger to all that are around her. Anyone like this needs to be locked up. And while that may be true for some people, for others, only having common sense is a handicap. How so? Have you ever heard or said to someone that looked at a situation and responded in a manner that you seem totally idiotic? What's the matter with you? Didn't God give you 5 senses or something along those lines? Well, there is a big problem when it comes to just who it is you might be referring to if that person happens to be a Christian. Why? Because being a Christian means that the person is supposed to operate on a level that only those that name the name of Christ can operate, and that is above common sense. You see, common sense, as the name implies, is a set of senses that are common to all mankind. Each of us, no matter what race, color, creed, religion, age, gender, or whatever, have as our main support of living 5 senses by which we function in life. These senses are sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. Anyone that has all of their senses can function at the highest level of existence. This is what is looked on as normal by today's standards. With these senses, we are able to use what we sense, process it in our minds, and operate according to what we deduce after processing all of the information we have obtained by use of these senses. And if our actions are acceptable to everyone else, then we are said to be normal. In other words, normal is relative in that it depends on others' opinions as to what is normal or not. When we see or hear something that in the human mind with common sense translates into calling for an expression of pleasure, then we express that reaction, and everyone that is around us gives a sign of approval, and that means that we are okay. When we see or hear something that in the human mind with common sense translates into calling for an expression of caution, then we express that reaction, and everyone else around us gives a sign of approval, then that means we are okay. By the same token, when we see or hear something that in the human mind with common sense translates into calling for an expression of worry or fear, and we express that reaction, and everyone that is around us gives a sign of approval, then that means we are okay. When I talk about a sign of approval, that means they would act the same way. In each of these instances, we are seeking the approval of all of those that are around us so that we won't feel like outcasts. This is the ultimate reality of having common sense. However, as I said, it is after all relative. You see, it depends on who is around you at the time you express these or other emotions as to whether you are expressing common sense. For instance, in certain cultures, everyone walks around with no clothes on, because that is their way. They may have little bits of material covering their genitalia, or maybe not. But to them, this is totally normal, or an expression of their common sense. However, if someone were to do that same thing here in the U.S., then we would have mixed reactions to them, and many of us would say that that person needs some mental help. Not to mention the fact that if it were a woman, she might be in danger of being molested or raped, whereas in that other culture, she would be safe. It all depends on those that are around her. While surfing the web one day, I found a site that shows how certain radical religious Muslims called Shiites celebrate a day known as Ashura Day. And you would have to see it in order to believe it. What they do to themselves and their children is cut themselves and the children with knives and swords and such until they are all a bloody mess, supposedly honoring a certain prophet or his son. I saw mothers and fathers happily holding their child, with a child crying as a religious leader, I suppose, cuts the child on the forehead and blood is streaming down their faces. Now to them, that is normal. It is their common sense. If they were to come over here and try the same thing out in the open, like they do over there, they would be arrested for child abuse and endangerment. Their children would be taken away and put in foster homes. That is our common sense. So you see, a lot of instances, what may seem normal in some is lunacy to others. Now, if you can see that, then you can begin to understand this message. You see, common sense is when everybody around you acts and thinks the same way. Their reasoning is based in large part on what they know about a certain thing and their education. There are things that we know today and accept as being common sense that decades ago was thought to be outright foolishness. TB, flying around the world at 3 times the speed of sound, handheld telephones that are wireless, flying to the moon, landing on it, and flying back. All of these things today are common. Back then, a person espousing these things was considered a nut. Even further back, they could have been burned at the stake for being a witch. Now, when people have more knowledge about a certain subject than anyone else or everyone else, they no longer think like everyone else because they have more information and therefore may view things a lot differently. That means they operate at a level that is above common sense. Would you then call them right-wing or fanatics or maybe dumb? Well, by the same token, Christians are supposed to have more knowledge than the rest of the world has, based in large part to the Holy Spirit that reveals to them just what is the real truth about what they face in this world and how to deal with it. Romans chapter 8, verse number 6 says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." The Christian is supposed to think and act, as it were, as Jesus would. You know, a lot of people wear little headbands or little bands on their wrists or other paraphernalia with the WWJD, What Would Jesus Do, logo emblazoned on it. Well, since Jesus is the one that created everything and knows about everything, then it is obvious he is the utmost authority on everything that could possibly happen. That means that if we are to be like him, it is necessary that we operate on a state or spiritual knowledge and wisdom just like he does. A person that is a Christian is called to operate above common sense, because to operate with common sense is to operate carnally. This is why when you hear what the carnally minded people in this nation call the religious right speaking, they sound like they just dropped in from Mars. They just don't seem to click with the rest of the people. Of course, we are not going to click with the rest of the people because we see things on a totally different level than the rest of the people. When I hear people criticizing the president of this nation about what he is or is not doing, talking about not following the path that most of them feel that he should be following, I say he is right. Why? Because they don't know all of the information that he has on which he makes his decisions. He operates above common sense because he has a lot more information than the common people have when he makes his decisions. By the same token, the Christian has a lot more information when making decisions than the ordinary individual. The Bible is the only document that man has that essentially tells him everything about everything. If you want to know the future of mankind, read the Bible. Of course, you can always wait until the news runs the story about what is happening, then look in the Bible and see that it was predicted long before it happened. Global warming. The Bible says that the earth will be burned up. So, no matter what man tries to do to stop it, it will not work. So if a politician stands in front of me and says, "We have to enact laws to reduce the threat of global warming, and I am the man to do it," I know it ain't gonna happen. When I look at a scripture like Psalms 127, verse number 1, where it says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." Then a politician says that they can solve all of our problems if they are elected, while at the same time supporting everything that God rejects? I say no way. People that are carnally minded or operating with common sense will come up to me and say, "What's wrong with you? Can't you see what is going on?" Quoting one of Al Gore's lines, "Everything that is supposed to be up is down, and everything that is supposed to be down is up." And I will answer, "Of course. And the only way it is going to change is that God will have to do it. And He isn't going to do it as long as we keep going down the path that we are going down." You say God is able. You see, the question is not whether God is able, because we all know that He is able. The question is, will He? Not according to His own words, unless we do something radical, changing in our way of thinking. And when that thinking is not so much what the people with common sense think, but what carnally minded people that are supposed to be Christians think. When Christians start thinking like the world, with common sense, you are operating at a level below what God requires you to. To surrender your knowledge to someone that is not as knowledgeable as you are is a disaster. Just like if the president followed the directions of someone who doesn't know how to tie their own shoes, but thinks that they are an authority on the war in Iraq. If we want to see things better in this nation, it is the Christian that holds the key, not the Democrats, and not even the Republicans. If God doesn't turn things around, they won't get turned around. Remember, He says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 12. And Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 25, both of these scriptures say the exact same thing, so you don't need to look both of them up. But it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man," using common sense, "but the end thereof are the ways of death," or destruction and loss. The church holds the key to the well-being of everyone in this nation. The prosperity, health, security, and everything else that this nation needs to continue being what I believe God has called it to be rests solely on one group of people, and that is those that have the knowledge and are willing to act above common sense. Well, that's the end of our message for this session, and I hope you were able to see the picture of why I use the terminology above common sense. Because the only thing that's above common sense, irrespective of what the situation is or where you are, is knowledge of God and how he views things, and then to align yourself or react according to the ways that he says you ought to act. And when you do that, then you're going to come out and be a lot better for it. We can't change what's happening in the world or any place else if God has already put his said that this is going to happen. You can't change anything that God says is going to happen, no matter how hard you try. And like this whole thing about this global warming mess, you can forget that right off the bat. You're not going to go anywhere with that, because that's something that we already know that God has said is going to take place. So the thing for us to do is to get in line with God's thinking, do the things that God says for us to do, and we will have a situation where God will heal the land for whatever amount of time there's going to be left, because the world is going to come to an end. Make no mistake about that. But when, how long from now, only he knows. But the thing is, we could be a lot better off than we are. But we can only do that if we make up in our minds to align our thinking with what God says. Because once God says something and we know what he says and we know that he means what he says, then anybody with any sense then would say, well, we better get right with God and let him handle this, because we can't do anything for it. That's when you're using good godly sense and advice. So until we get together again for another message from the Word of God, let me say to you and yours, have a good day.